At a recent rally in Montana, President Trump urged his supporters to turn out in force to help Republican candidates in November.
We won't back down. We won't give in. And we will never, ever surrender. We will never, ever quit. We go forward to victory.
Opposition Democrats are also waging an intense grassroots campaign for the midterms. 2016 presidential contender Bernie Sanders rallied supporters in Kansas.
This fight about who controls the House is unbelievably important. It could literally come down to one or two elections. If you guys can do what I know you can, this will be an election heard not only all over this country, but all over the world.
Democrats need to pick up about two dozen seats to retake the majority in the House and gain two seats to have a majority in the Senate. In addition to being energized this year, Democrats should have history on their side, says John Fortier.
The midterms generally are good for the out party, the party out of the White House. And in this case, Donald Trump is a particularly unpopular president among Democrats. They are motivated. They don't like him. They want to come out to vote.
But Trump is urging his supporters to defy history and turn out to show support for his agenda. Both parties now see the midterms as a referendum on the president, says analyst Larry Sabato.
We've rarely had a president who was so centered on an election and so essential to it. He's the sun. Everything else revolving around the sun is a planet or a moon.
Given Trump's low approval rating and the past history of midterm results, Democrats should make gains, says Elaine Kamer.
I think the question is it a Democratic wave or is it a Democratic tsunami? Do Democrats take the House with, you know, a margin of 5, or do they take the House with a margin of 30? That I don't think anybody can tell yet.
But given the president's loyal base, Republicans could do better than expected, says former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski.
I think the Democrats will gain some seats. But right now, if the election were held today, the Republicans may hold the House by one or two.
All 435 House seats and about a third of the 100 Senate seats are at stake in November. And the outcome will have a major impact on the next 2 years of Trump's presidency. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.